You're listening to the Marriage Matters Podcast, where we talk about real life matters that matter to you. So sit back and enjoy some laughs, encouragement, and advice on Christian marriage, dating, and more. Now here are your hosts, Christian and Lanisha Johnson.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. Chris and Nish in the building.
You're not going to come with any excitement. I start off on 10, way up here. And you just look at me. Okay.
That kind of caught me off guard.
I think we should add video to this so people can really see what kind of goes on. Mm. And how you look at me.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're here. And we are so excited that you decided to tune in, click the button, and download the podcast. Going back and forth. I don't know if I want to title this Priorities or Choosing to Cheat. I guess they'll find out, though. I guess we'll find out after we get finished recording this, huh?
Yeah. Either one sounds good.
Well, but I think Choosing to Cheat is going to be catchy.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, what they talking about? Christian didn't cheat and Lanisha didn't cheat. I just want to let y'all know it's not that angle. But more so, we are dealing with priority, so we can title it Choosing to Cheat. Why? You know what? This is such a busy season. With the holidays, working, everything that's going on. We've just realized that at this time and season, especially as married couples, even engaged, that it's hard to get some time in, and it's easy to confuse our priorities as to our home is our first ministry. Mm-hmm. And we talk about it, we say it, we know it, we believe it, but with everything else that comes into play, it's hard to to put that into action at times. And so I thought it'd be good for us to have a little conversation about that. Excuse me, us being transparent about our own life, as well as maybe identify some things that those who are listening may be able to identify at this time. You know, you got pressure if you do have children pertaining to Christmas coming and providing for various situations as far as that. If you're in ministry, the demands of ministry come into play, your career, so forth and so on. But I've reflected. I think Andy Stanley actually had a teaching called Choosing to Cheat that we looked at years ago. I think when we had the twins, when I was making that decision where I was working full time, I had part time going on, and I felt like I had to be the provider for everything versus God being our provider. Mm-hmm. And I chose to walk away from a part time job and wanted to be present there for you and the kids versus being out of the house more so than in.
Yeah.
So that kind of is the backdrop to kind of where this came from. So where do you want to jump in at?
Yeah, it's very easy for us to quote unquote cheat on our spouse or on our relationship in general. And not just with another person, but with other things that we deem important. As you said, our jobs, if you're involved in ministry, a lot of times, we get that confused, especially where we look at ministry as God, and we mix the two up, where our relationship with God is first, of course, but ministry does not equate to your relationship with God. Your involvement in ministry does not show how much you love or don't love the Lord. So those things come after your relationship with God, then your family, your marriage, your family, and then your career, ministry, etc. And sometimes we get those things mixed up and we can begin to put our jobs and the things we do for the local church or the things we do for other organizations that we may be involved in. We may begin to prioritize those things before our marriage or our family. And sometimes even without realizing that we're doing it, we just think, hey, this is part of what I'm supposed to do. Whether it be because it's bringing in a paycheck or whether it be because it's a commitment you've made, you feel like you need to uphold that. And it can become easy that we just kind of slip into that slippery slope of putting more time elsewhere instead of into our home.
That's good. I'll never forget it. My brother, Eric, if you're listening, he said to me when I was coming out of, I think, life coach, my certification to be a life coach, and we were going to start Purpose-Felt Life Coaching, the LLC, and go in that direction versus just the nonprofit that we were going in. We were going back and forth. We were talking. I was excited about it. I was spending a lot of time trying to help individuals, life coach help, so forth and so on. And we had that discussion, and he said to me, Christian, you have the potential to cheat on your wife with ministry. And it changed my life, because after that conversation, you and I were able to have dialogue, and we decided that for the sake of our marriage, we should seek God. And he revealed to us that it wasn't just about me life coaching an individual in their life and so forth and so on, but it was more so about the call that we had together and being able to move forward to help other marriages. Looking now at how powerful God is, because now we get to sit here and be transparent. That look, I've been at that place of being weak where it was easy to go ahead and feel so much value from serving others. And our household is a positive household pertaining to the way that we dialogue with others. But I can understand if somebody doesn't come from a positive household when, you know, maybe your spouse doesn't speak positive to you or encourage you and love you, is not your number one fan, then you want to spend most of your time outside of your home where you get value, so forth and so on. So I can kind of stick a pin in that for a second and just encourage you as a listener that make sure you value your spouse and celebrate the differences and make sure that home is a place that they love, they want to be, that it's peaceful, that it's not an attitude every time somebody walks in the door, so forth and so on. That you don't always, the first thing that comes to your mind is what they're not doing versus the things that they are doing. That comes into a play. But getting that priority, going back to the main point, is getting that priority, it kind of convicted my heart and mind, because I've seen other ministry leaders and I've seen other, you know, marriages suffer for the sake of, or even the children suffer for the sake of the parents being so career driven or ministry driven that they neglect the home, their marriage, their children, and their family.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, different situations as well where you, again, you get caught up. Like you said, sometimes we look for places and people that praise us and tell us how great we're doing. And, you know, on your job, if you're doing very well, you're performing well, you're up for promotions and different things like that, and people are just telling you, you know, how much you're needed and how important you are. And those things feel great. They sound great. They make you feel valued. They make you feel important. And we tend to naturally be drawn to those types of things and those situations. And without realizing, we can begin to spend more time where we feel appreciated, not purposely trying to slight our family or even our spouse, but just being drawn to that attention and being drawn to a place where we feel needed. And as you said, that's why it's important for us as spouses to make sure that our partner feels valued, that they feel important, that we make them, make it known that we need them. And that we just talk about those things. And that just takes me to the next point. Like, if we feel like we are becoming potentially going down that road of cheating on our spouse or on our family with our job or our career, or vice versa, you might be on the other end where you feel like your spouse is beginning to do that. What do we do? Coach.
You just go put that out there. Well, my mindset was actually somewhere else. Hopefully it connects. But I felt like Holy Spirit was in my ear pertaining to a breakthrough strategy of trusting God to be where you can't be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, first off, communication is huge within it. We have to be able to identify and be honest in the relationship. So if I'm being so driven pertaining to ministry and our marriage ministry or just couple, whatever the case may be, that I'm neglecting the home or I'm neglecting our children, then I should be at a place of our communication that I should be able to receive you saying, baby, you're being more, you know, focused on other area and our home is suffering. So I think open communication is huge within that, being able to see that, recognize that we complement each other, that we need each other, so forth and so on. The other thing that hits me within that, like I was talking about the breakthrough strategy, is when we're able to move forward at that place and recognize that, yes, I do have a call and a purpose, And the priority of it has to deal with also my home being first, then I have to recognize that while I'm at home and dealing with you and the kids and everything else, that I have to trust God to be God in the areas that I'm not. Yeah. So if somebody calls while I'm having family time, then they got to deal with God. I'm not going to break up my family time with you, with the children, because somebody's emergency, you know, during that time. I'm trusting that the Holy Spirit will take care of that. Right. In the same sense, while I'm there and we're in a case, so forth and so on, I'm trusting God to take care of our children or taking care of you while we're doing so, you know, various things. So trust God to be God. Allow him to go ahead and do that. I know you're important, you're valued, that's great, but God is the one who gave you the ability to go ahead and do what you're called to do. And sometimes we feel so of value in various areas. We feel like we are the only ones that can do such a thing. Yeah. And can't nobody do it like me, which I can understand it from a healthy perspective. But from the other one, sometimes we move in the way of God and other things suffer while we're trying to go ahead and move forward. Another brother of ours said something powerful. Jay said he believes true elevation is, you know, when God elevates, there's an increase in every area.
Yeah.
And so when you're able to move forward and I'm doing something for God, then if I'm really doing it for God and I'm really in a healthy place and dealing with priorities, then my marriage will increase. Our finances will be increased and we'll be able to go ahead and flow. It's not just the area of somebody has to suffer while I'm doing this. If we're being led by God, then we'll go ahead and recognize that. Other thing is, too, is no matter where I am, pertains to even in our home, everybody needs to know, if they don't, that if you call in the midst of whatever and it's something that you feel is a need, then that stuff stops. You have priority. After God, it's you. And that's another thing that you know, you feel, you see. But we have to make that, you know, how can I say? We have to make that known to all pertaining to that.
Yes, the communication is key, both on the part between you and your partner, as well as you and those around you, those other people that you're working with, those or other organizations, your job, your church, sports, whatever it might be. Maybe you're a coach for, you know, some teams or whatever it might be. Those different things, people need to understand your priorities. That needs to be up front when you talk about different things, that people know that, hey, people know that Christian's marriage and his family is first in his life. And if Lanisha calls him, then he's going to have to deal with that. And then he'll be back to what he's committed to here. But we know and understand that that's first. And people will respect you for that. It's when those communication lines aren't there on either side, when things become tough and we put too much pressure even on ourselves to, like you said, think that we are the answer to everything versus, okay, you know, I have to weigh these things out and see, you know, right now where would God have me to point my focus in my direction? What would honor him the most? And ultimately, you know, your family's going to come first. There are times, of course, where you have to work and you have to take care of things. And when communication is there and your spouse is understanding and knows that, that's one thing. But then when it becomes too much and it becomes unbalanced, I believe that's where the issue comes into play, and it really becomes difficult to overcome those situations when there's no communication, either on the end of the person feeling neglected, who may not voice that they need more attention or they need more time or they need more help, or on the other end where, you know, the one who may be working or spending a lot of time outside of the home is not communicating with the other people around them that, hey, I need to spend more time at home, or I need to fix this situation and make my family my priority. I will take care of my responsibilities. But at the end of the day, we need to have our priorities set and make the decision or make up our minds that we're going to keep that, those priorities, our family first, before all other things.
Yeah, that's good. And every marriage is different, but this is a good blueprint, you know. We do a lot of things together. A lot of married folks don't. as much as we do. That's not a right way or a wrong way, just because we spend a lot of time together. But the point is, the communication should be there. If we have similar activities, that's great, we're fine. However, but if you're doing something and it requires you to be away from the home or us just being together, then we need to clearly communicate what that's going to go ahead and be. Another thing, too, is we got to practice saying no when our the health of our marriage is at stake.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, I can't be there. And you don't got to make up a fancy excuse. I need to tend to my wife and my children. Any respectful, God-fearing, whether they're God-fearing or not, it doesn't even matter. At that point in place, that's the priority. If something's going on at home, or it's even maybe you haven't even had quality time with your spouse, you're able to look at your children and love on them, whatever the case may be. You got to tell some people no sometimes so that you can just go ahead and do those things. I think that's crucially important. And so we just want to encourage you through your marriage and just value it. That, you know, the choosing the cheap part is, you know, sometimes you do have to do some things. It's a rough season with all the busyness and everything that goes on. But as you're present at a place, give it your undivided attention. But just make sure that your marriage is not the thing that's always suffering, always last place. You know, gets the leftovers. You give the job your A game. You come home and give your spouse, you know, how that can go. So just be careful within that. You know, show the value, show encouragement, you know, speak, you know, loving words and speak life into your marriage and to your children as well. You know, the children piece is a whole different thing that I don't even want to get into in deep detail, but I will say the fact that, you know, as far as a priority as well, we try to make it known that, you know, it's you and I, then the children, right. And we don't let them to come in between us. We make sure that we are on one accord. If you have a blended family, still, if you're married, then it's still you and your spouse, and then that child comes into play. And so it's just being able to be at that point, place to be clear, still dealing with priorities. Let your children see you love on your spouse, and then let your children see the value that you have. Have her to be the queen and you to be the king, and they see that area and see that in your life. So just be encouraged in that area. Watch and understand that they are always watching you, that they always, you know, they're going to look up to you. We said, in a group that we had earlier this week, I was just sharing how I'm realizing that the boys will see and view God the way that I kind of deal with them. And so that thing has been hitting my heart. If I'm always a disciplinarian, fussing and yelling and so forth and so on, that's the way that they'll view God. And I don't want that to be. So love on your children as well. They are priority. They don't always need to get the leftover, so forth and so on. So let's just be very strategic here from heaven and be at a place of being encouraging, being present. When we're there, we are present. We are not mentally somewhere else and just physically there. We're present. You have my undivided attention. Even in our social media world, it's easy to go out even on a date, and we have our phones sitting there on the table and stuff like that. You know, let's just try to do better to, you know, show that value and that understanding and disconnect, unplug from social media at time, have good conversation, and just uplift and love on one another.
That's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Pray us out.
Lord, you're good. Mm-hmm. We thank you for this time together. We thank you for each person listening, each couple. We pray that we would all learn to prioritize according to what you would have us to put first and foremost in our lives, oh God, in our marriage, our family, our children, and our careers, and thus so on, God. We just thank you right now for being there with us each and every day, God, guiding us and guiding our decisions. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Peace.
You have been listening to Marriage Matters, brought to you by Purpose Filled Life Ministry. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so don't forget to leave us a review and follow us on Instagram at Marriage Is Forever. For more information on PFLM and how you can support its ministry endeavors, visit us online. Thank you.